The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The shoreline along the city of Buffalo will host two media gatherings today as the summer season approaches. Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper will be at the Ohio Street Boat Launch and Buffalo Blue Way site as it provides specifics on an expansion of its geographic jurisdiction. Formed 35 years ago as Friends of the Buffalo River, the Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has been involved with major cleanups along the Buffalo River and Skajakwita Creek and other environmental efforts and on area waterways. Meanwhile, Erie County Sheriff John Garcia and his Niagara County counterpart Michael Felicetti will hold an event to highlight National Safe Boating Week. The two sheriffs will be at Harbor Place Marina on Niagara Street to share tips and safety reminders for boaters. Bicycling will be at the center of a media gathering tonight at the Martha Mitchell Community Center on Oakmont Avenue. Officials from the Foundry and the Health Foundation of Western and Central New York will join Slow World Buffalo to highlight the fabrication and installation of 22 bike racks. The racks are made at the Foundry as part of the Age Friendly Go Local initiative. The weekly Slow Roll Monday bike ride will follow the press event at 6:30 as riders depart on tonight's Fair Housing Community Ride. And the price of gasoline is easing in advance of the summer driving season when demand tends to push up prices at the pump. According to the AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is $3.65, down 1 cent over the last week. The national average price dropped 3 cents to $3.59 per gallon. Authorities are still reviewing body camera footage and other evidence connected with the Friday night crash in which three people were killed by an oncoming train. The Buffalo News reports the crash occurred at the Felton Street Railroad crossing in North Tonawanda as police were conducting a nearby traffic stop. The names of the victims, a 69-year-old man, a 66-year-old woman, and a 6-year-old boy, have not been released. Funeral arrangements are in place to honor the Army private who went missing during World War II. Through amateur research and DNA analysis, a Buffalo family has identified the remains of their ancestor, U.S. Army Private Bartholomew Lascioffo, 80 years after he went missing. He was killed in action in Luxembourg in October 1944 and was reburied in an anonymous grave in an American cemetery in the late 40s. His funeral is set for June 1st. And New York State will be investing just over $14 million into two Western New York villages for downtown revitalization projects. The Village of Medina will receive $4.5 million for 8 projects that will include the expansion of the Canal Village Farmers Market and the redevelopment of the Walsh and Hart House Hotels. The Village of Perry will receive nearly $10 million for 11 projects that will include the transformation of 2 historic buildings into new housing and the extension of the Silver Lake Trail through downtown Perry.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A City of Buffalo men's shop is teaming with the Buffalo Sabres to help student-athletes prepare for prom season. Under the Promise program, St. Brian Clothiers is asking that donations of jackets, slacks, belts, shoes, ties, and other dress clothing be dropped off at KeyBank Center during the day through this coming Thursday. In addition to providing appropriate attire, the iPromise program also looks to coach student-athletes through a safe prom experience.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review, too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.